Welcome to the I Create Daily podcast. I'm Leora Alderson.
And I'm Devani Alderson. We're your co-hosts on this journey of creativity and productivity.
I Create Daily is for artists in every genre of creating, from musicians to writers, crafters to inventors, bloggers to entrepreneurs. I Create Daily is a movement for creators serious about your art.
If you're into creating anything, this podcast is definitely for you. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. Hello and welcome to another coffee break episode in the I Create Daily podcast. I'm Devani.
And I'm Leora.
And today we're here with Emily Fincher. She is one of our mastermind members, and we're going to be talking about creating and implementing an online content schedule, which is super important for creatives. And Emily is a composer, and she also has another business that we're going to be talking about on this episode. And her question was, how do I create a content plan for both my websites and I already have a list of platforms that I'd like to be on, and I need to figure out a content schedule for that and figure out what platforms for both sites and how often to publish.
Yeah. Welcome, Emily.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on here.
You're welcome. Thanks for sharing your journey with us. And, you know, as we've talked about so many times, it's so easy, and I'm sure most in our audience can relate, it's so easy to get overwhelmed in today's world of incredible opportunity, but also means so many things to do, right? And you have done like what a lot of us creatives do. It's like you have so much you want to do all at once yesterday, right? And so you have...
Yes.
Two websites that you're starting almost at the same time. And most people would say, well, focus on one thing at a time. And we can't tell you that because that's not what we're doing. So we would be hypocritical if we said focus on just one thing. But I think what's important about what you're doing is while they are two different sites, it's like one is your work and one is your aspiration, your purpose. You know, like your mission kind of spiritual work, and the other is your other, it's something you're also passionate about, which is music, that you're doing in the world, but it's also your business and career. So now you're looking at, and it's really smart actually to be looking at how they are synergistic, how they work together, and how you can grow them so that they are really working together.
Yes.
So that, so do you mind if we say your site names on the episode, or would you don't care to keep that private, right? It's okay to say
I don't care to keep that private. We can okay. share that.
Okay, good. I mean, after all, it's to get the word out there, right? So, okay. So you have EmilyFincherMusic.com, and it's Fincher, FINCHER. So Emily.
Yes.
So it's EMILY, EmilyFincherMusic.com. So if anyone's listening and not and wants to check it out, but not at the computer, or we'll put this in the show notes, of course. And your other site, which is brand new, both of them are pretty new, and this next one is most new, and that is DirectMyStepS.org. And that's more a spiritual Christian site. So these are, and you had a wonderful story, which you will be sharing over time, of sort of like a revelation, a spiritual experience that you'll be sharing over time that has guided you to create the directmysteps.org.
Yes.
As kind of a ministry in particular for women, right? Christian ministry for women.
Yes. I am wanting to, due to the experience that I've had, I'm learning that there were particular steps that I took, but kind of trial and error to get to that point of revelation and clarity. And so I'm wanting to walk other women through taking those steps intentionally for those who want to get to that same point spiritually. I don't know if you want me to talk more about the site specifically, Direct My Steps is all about surrendering and sacrificing what we want and getting on board with what plans God has for our lives, and really seeking after His vision and His guidance. And I learned as I was looking back in retrospect, I took this step, and then I took this step, and that helped me to arrive where I did, and got me to a point where I could continue seeking and continue diving deeper into that spiritually.
Okay.
And it allowed you to hone in, as you shared with us, and I'm sure you'll share it on your own as your story unfolds. It also helped you gain clarity on the goals. Because I remember when we started this year, you had this huge goals list that you wanted to accomplish, which is all accomplishable. But your journey and discovery helped you hone in on the most important things to work on.
Yes. When I had surrendered the idea of what I wanted to accomplish, I was able to, it really helped me to clarify what was most important. And I crossed several things off of my list, and I revised a few things, and there were several things that I felt like were good just as they were and could stay there. That experience really helped me to develop a list of goals that I was confident about, that I knew, okay, this isn't just something I'm going to work for and maybe reach, maybe not, but this is something that I can feel confident in my ability to reach these things, and my coming from a spiritual perspective, you know, believing that if God has given me these ideas and these things and is guiding me towards these specific goals, that he will move in power and help me to accomplish them the way he wants me to accomplish them. Okay. So
now tell us a little bit about your music site, emilyfinchermusic.com, mm-hmm. and then how you see the two working together.
Okay. Emily Fincher Music is the site that I want to use to start building a teaching program. I want to start teaching some online courses and start teaching people about music, even if they don't necessarily live in my location. And so that's going to be the main focus of that site is articles, tutorials, online classes, things like that. But I also want it to be a platform where I can publish music that I write, because as Devani said in the introduction, I'm a composer as well as a teacher, what I have been writing the most recently has been contemporary Christian music. And so that's where I see the crossover coming in, is because I want to have the teaching, and I want that to be the main purpose of that platform. But I also want for people who are interested in what I'm doing as a musician, as an artist, to be able to say, okay, well, she has music that she's written, let's look into it. And then, you know, if it's what they're interested in as far as genre and style and things like that, if they decide to also go over and get involved in the Direct My Steps site from the Christian music, then that would be a great crossover, I think.
Okay. Yeah. And that makes a lot of sense. To have the music site doesn't exclude the Christians. However, it does really set you up with the opportunity to really laser in on the niche that's best mm-hmm. for you. So for instance, it may mm-hmm. end up being with your music site, while it's Emily Fincher Music, it might end up being that the audience that you target first and foremost is Christian music and Christian mm-hmm. lessons and that sort of thing, because then you will attract the kind of clients who you most resonate with and who most resonate with you, mm-hmm. whose parents, if they are children, will really appreciate you all the more, and there'll just be an automatic connection. Mm-hmm. So I think,
especially like if moms have kids who use your site for teaching their music, they'll probably cross over into your other brand. That would be a good fit, since you want to have a more women ministry. So that'll be a good crossover.
Yeah, definitely. That's a great point. So, and so as we're sharing with you ideas for you, so right now we're just kind of discussing for you and for our audience just the overview of what we're looking at. I mean, obviously there are things like creating a slogan, creating a logo, beginning to fine tune
the specific categories on your site. We talked about this some earlier this morning where we were working on keywording that was good for your Christian site. And so let me just say the name, directmysteps.org, so that you would be able to key on in. So for those who are not familiar with keywords, that's obviously, those are the search terms we all use when we're searching anything on Google. And
it's the words that Google uses to help categorize the content that gets published online and help rank it in terms of what's most important for people.
Yeah. And help. So it helps. Yeah. As the traffic director, it helps Google know where to send people and how to get them there, you know, and that's where they want to be. And so for you to be able to attract the people who want to find your content, you need to use the terms that they're searching that fit within your category. And so we did that for the directmysteps.org. You have a good template to start with for setting up the categories and articles on that. And so similarly, back to the music site, the emilyfinchermusic.com, you have a chance of, like, so we're looking at keywords now, and we've given you some of those in the past as well, articles that you could write. Some of the structure that you might could set up might include a specific category of contemporary Christian music. Now, it's a keyword that's very popular and therefore not so easy to rank for, and yet if it's one of your primary things, you still should put it in your site as one of the things you continue to work, you know, work at building content around that. So, and then this is brings us to, and by the way, so Devani and I are not experts. We have online properties. We have a portfolio of websites, and we consider ourselves students on the journey about halfway there. So we may know a little more than some and a lot less than others. And one of the things that one of my mentors told me, Thomas Tran, said that, you know, what I told you last year is already not relevant for this year.
That's so, how quick these things move.
These things change. Wow. Yeah. So toward that, if anyone listening has tips, please write in and share them. You can write to us at creators@icreatedaily.com. You can comment in the podcast review where I'll say comment on our Facebook page, I Create Daily Facebook page, and just share any thoughts that you have on additional ideas for Emily, or you hear us say something that you think no longer works or is not the best advice, feel free to chime in with that, because we're just on the journey with you guys. So, okay, so toward that, about creating content, and we talked about keywords, and so we know that your first articles are going to be something that you could actually begin to rank for in Google over a period of months, because it's a popular item that's not too competitive, and yet it's relevant to your topic. And so as far as creating the content, you were talking about wanting to build a Facebook fan page, but you were also wondering what you said you already had the other social media platforms that you want to be on, correct?
Yes, for the music site, I have the social media platforms established that I want to be active on.
Okay, and what are those?
I had listed just the blog, the email list, and then I have the Facebook. I have the Facebook music page. I have an Instagram. I have a Twitter, and then a YouTube account. Okay. Those four social sites are the ones that I have for the music.
And is your thought to do the same ones for the Christian site?
Similarly, I think. Facebook, I wanted to create a Facebook community around the idea, but I wasn't sure if I should create a separate Facebook page for Direct My Steps. So I wanted to have the Facebook community and create content for that community, and then I thought that Instagram would also be a good platform to create shareable images that would have scripture verses or quotes from songs or other inspiring content that could be helpful for other women in their journey.
You might consider also Pinterest for that, because it's a very large women crowd, and quotes do very well on Pinterest as well. So, and you know, visual platforms for that.
Okay, that's great.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, so it depends. And this is where you get a little into the weeds of specific to you and your brand. it is hard. It's harder with YouTube's new changes to really build a large YouTube platform. So you could have your Emily Fincher YouTube account that hosts your music, and it could host joint content.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good. Yeah. Okay. So let's keep it simple then, right?
Yeah.
To start. Okay. So let's keep it simple. And while it's good to have a presence in a number of places, it doesn't serve you if you get overwhelmed and end mm-hmm. up not publishing any place. And so mm-hmm. it seems to me that since your goal is to create community in both scenarios, the music and with your Christian site, then Facebook is your number one platform for now, mm-hmm. because you can have the group and you can have a fan page and they can work synergistically together. So
yes. That makes sense.
So you're having, and people really are looking to connect and looking for community, and that's just easier to do and to form those relationships in a Facebook group. Mm-hmm. So that's the number one recommendation would be to build your Facebook fan page and your Facebook group and how they can work together. So let's just, because what we're talking about is essentially what you're going to work on this next week. And then this mm-hmm. is beginning to set the rhythm for what you're going to work on week after week. And so mm-hmm. you will be writing, let's say, one article for each site. So that's two articles per mm-hmm. week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, somewhere around 500 words or more. Mm-hmm. as far as what Google likes, there are varying opinions on what Google likes out there right now. But the one thing that everyone agrees upon is that Google likes relevant quality content, no matter mm-hmm. how long. So it's like, is it good information for people? Is it fluff? You know, does it really deliver something that people are interested in, something that people are looking for? And then when they get there, they're not disappointed and they share it because it's good, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
Yes.
So you write, you know, and so you start your Facebook page, you invite all your friends and all your students, you know, in each case. And as far as whether or not to separate your invitations, when you're just inviting them from your profile, just invite everybody.
Okay.
Would you agree?
Yeah. Devani? Well, what I do, so what I do is whenever we're starting a new page or doing that, I put a post on my profile that's public.
That's better.
Because, and I just say, hey guys, I'm sending out these invites, you know, it might not be relevant to you. Don't feel obliged to like it if it's not relevant, but I just figured since we're on our friends list, I'm just going to send it out. And yeah. just because, yeah. And then it just gives people a sort of heads up, like, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm about right now. And
then they can choose. They can automatically choose. Yeah. And do it periodically. So here's and you might want to talk about, because I'm really, this is more your expertise than mine, but the concept of, okay, so we've published an article, you've published an article on your blog, and then what, Imani?
Yeah, so you've published mm-hmm. an article on your blog, you have it look nice, you've got the header graphic, and then for distribution, since you're doing the Facebook page, and mm-hmm. if you're publishing a video, obviously it's going to go on YouTube, but for mm-hmm. just a straight blog post that's text, it's a how-to, I would publish it on your Facebook page with like your graphic of like whatever your graphic is going to be, an image of a piano, an image of whatever's relevant to that blog article. Mm-hmm. And I would post in the caption. So what Facebook really likes right now are longer captions. And so I would take what we've been doing with the podcast is I take the headline of the podcast title and I put it as the headline so people know this is the podcast and this is what I do for I Create Daily. And then I put topics covered in the mm-hmm. podcast. And so it's just a quick bullet list of this is what's going to be covered in the podcast. And I'll put a little intro of a brief intro sort of rephrased from the podcast of who the guest is. And then I publish mm-hmm. it. So it just gives people a quick at a glance summary of what they're going to learn by clicking on the link.
Okay.
And I do for Facebook. And on Instagram, I post it onto Instagram and I just tweak it a little bit so that it's mm-hmm. not like the exact same content everywhere.
Or the same time.
Or the same time.
Time of day.
And I know some people are like, never post the same thing on all the platforms. I stagger it so that it doesn't all look like everything's going out at once. And also something I do is not all of the same content is going to each platform, but there are some pieces of content like our podcast that we do want to promote everywhere. And so mm-hmm. for you, what I would just start with is publishing your post everywhere and just tweaking the caption so it's not exactly the same. And that's a simplistic start because we're not all 20-person teams yet. And so when you can only do the bare minimum to really keep a presence while creating your content, I would do that.
And yeah, and if you don't get to Instagram yet, don't worry, because later you can always come back. Let's just say that you're doing only Facebook until you get a rhythm going with that. And then you can add in the Instagram. You can always go back into the archives of your previous Facebook posts and then repost those to Instagram as well. So building the you're building the fan page, and then you're starting and people from the fan page. So periodically your posts will consist of at least one a week, maybe more, inviting people to the group. You know, so then you'll post a little something. Maybe it will be like what we typically do a lot. Our favorite thing is to do a meme, which is a quote, a beautiful image with a quote, or an interesting image with a quote that's relevant that people like to share. So it gives them value and they like to share it. So it goes further than just in your initial timeline. And then it also happens to include a link, or does include a link and an invitation in the text. Meaning that when I say happen to, obviously that's purposeful, but the happen part is that allows people to enjoy the meme without being, you know, like
forced.
Yeah, forced to just see the opt-in to do that. It's so like they're given a choice. If they're in there, it's an invitation. They can use the invitation. If they're not interested in that, they still have something of value that might interest them, such as, you know, like if it's music, then it might be an interesting musical tidbit. You know, it might be the popular composer of the week. It might be, I mean, there's just infinite number of topics that you can come up with to post about and share.
A quick tip.
And always begin with the things that you're most interested in, and that in particular, that your students and your audience, your fans, ask you. The conversations that they're having. And as your audience grows, like, I mean, as you know, we have created the 90-day, the I Create Daily 90-Day Goals Journal, and it was something we didn't even know we were going to do. We created it because our audience, you and our other members in our challenge, needed something different than what we were using. And so, it's like, so we listen to the conversations, and then you create something, you create what they need, and then you become, your content becomes more relevant. And then you're also serving the purpose of why you're there. And that is really to help other people, you know, in those different areas. So really it becomes a content generation machine just by being in there, interacting with people and hearing the conversations and then making notes. So every time you are interacting in a conversation, you make a note of something that might come up, a question that might come up, and you keep a notebook of questions or a Google Doc of questions. And then when it's time to write the next article, you've got something to pull from that's relevant to your audience. Or even if it's a meme to create, then you have something like the meme. You mentioned something about hand positions in piano. The meme might be as simple as correct hand position in piano, you know, and it could be an image of that, a photo of that, you know, and then it could click to an article for more information or a video of you demonstrating that. Does that make sense?
Is that That's helping? Good. That does make sense. Yes.
And one thing that is really important, so you're going to, that's for your Facebook page. And one thing for your Facebook group, whether it's going to be about music teaching or your ministry, whether, you, I don't know, are you going to have two different groups or just the group for the ministry work and the page for the music? I would recommend.
I was going to have the page for the music and the group for the ministry group.
Yeah, that's good. That's
for
good.
For the ministry.
Yeah. Because that's a more of a sort of closed topic that people might want privacy around. And something that I would really recommend for the group is really honing in on the right type of person that you want to see. You already said women, but hone in on what the conversations will be, what the group will be about, and really figure out so that you can communicate and target the right type of people to join your group. That's been helpful for several groups we've created. And we're with I Create Daily, actually, we have regular, Leora, Mom and I have regular conversations about what's the real purpose here. And it's evolved. Our slogan is a movement for creators serious about their art, and it, and we're tweaking and we're evolving it so that it's more lasered in. But really, when you create it, any Facebook group for anybody listening, have a bullet of like four core reasons for why that person wants to join, like your perfect person would want to join. And then use those reasons as initial content starters. So you can create a blog post on your ministry site about your journey, your story, how you came to be creating this. And then you can also create subsequent articles on, guys, I want to really build a community. This is what I want it to be about. These are the right types of people who would benefit from this community, who I can help. And so if you fit this model, mm-hmm. then I would love to learn more about you. So join my group, something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So this is a lot. And yet the beautiful thing is that really it isn't a lot, because all that we're describing started from one article on one site. You know, so mm-hmm. you do one article on one site, you publish it to your Facebook page and say, you know, this is a new article. This is, this art, you may enjoy this article on, because, you know, whatever, or if you're struggling with how to hold your hand or with your fingers hurting when you're playing piano, then you may enjoy this article. You know, mm-hmm. if you're still using mm-hmm. the premise of the same article idea of the hand position. And so then you post it on your Facebook. People can go to the site and it links, you know, it's just like a little blurb and it'll have the picture of the article and people will link to this article from Facebook. You mm-hmm. then share that to your group. You can, in the Christian group, you then share that to your Facebook profile, your personal Facebook profile, periodically, preferably not all at the same time, since you might have some overlap. But the thing that we need to remember with overlap in terms of audience, only about 1% of the things that you post on your Facebook fan page actually gets seen. Sorry, only about 1% of your audience, your Facebook fan page audience, will actually see anything you post organically without paying to boost it or advertise it. Mm-hmm. So that's tiny. And that presumes that those people are all, you know, like they're not all going to be on Facebook at the time you post it. Mm-hmm. So if you post it and only about 1% see it over the next few hours, then for the rest, it's going to be so buried in their timeline that unless they just, you know, love to scroll through, they may never see it. So don't worry about, mm-hmm. You know, diluting them, which is it, I forget. Mm-hmm. They're okay. Just overwhelming them with content, because most of them don't see it. And those who are your most avid fans will see it more often and they might see duplications, but since you're avid fans, they won't mind. Mm-hmm. They'll love you anyway. So that mm-hmm. should be fine. Okay, so now that one piece, that one article has gone to your Facebook page, it's been shared to your Facebook group, and it's been shared on your personal profile at different times, but throughout the same day is fine or not, either way. And then later, like Devani said, you could add in your Instagram and that sort of thing. So that's basically one thing you've done that's given, you know, it's really in alignment with the laws of nature or God, where it's like you planted one seed and it's produced more, you know, it's produced many fruits. Mm-hmm. And so that's the same mm-hmm. way with the article.
Yeah, and if for you, I know you mentioned like you have your Instagram, your Pinterest, your Twitter set up and that's what you want to do. But remember, it's perfectly okay to start with one platform and really hone in on building that, because you can always, once you build a group of following and one profile, it's far easier to be like, hey guys, I'm on Instagram now, come follow me. You don't mm-hmm. necessarily have to do it all at once if that's crazy overwhelming for you. If you have the time mm-hmm. to do all of it, I mean, obviously you can do that. But again, one at a time is perfectly fine until you can build up and build that momentum.
Yeah, okay. And then you're replicating this on the other site. So you're doing one on emilyfincher.com and then you're doing the other on the directmysteps.org, which is creating an article for that. So two articles per week. You like to write. You're good at writing. Mm-hmm. That's not a hard thing to do. So then you decide, okay, what are my best days and best time of days for writing? And is it going to work best for me to knock them both out at the same day? You know, is that, and then work on distributing them? Or is it going to be one on Tuesday and one on Thursday, that sort of thing? Whatever you decide, then schedule mm-hmm. it. Because now you've got an appointment with yourself. Mm-hmm. You're going to schedule it in the time that seems most optimum. And then you're going to make that appointment with yourself and you're going to keep it, allow a couple hours depending. I mean, the benefit that you have is that you're pulling most of your content from the inside out, from knowledge that you already have. So it's not like you're mm-hmm. having deep research in order to write about a lot of what you're going to be putting out on your blogs in the very beginning. So that should save you a lot of time and you should be able to write, you know, I would imagine in a couple hours. So see how that goes, mm-hmm. you know, and then tweak it as you find out how long it's taking you.
And on Facebook, something you can do on your Facebook page and in your group and on your profile, all three, not at the same time. You can stagger it all, of course, during the week. But Facebook also likes when you keep people on your on the Facebook platform. And so once in a while, ask questions on your page without directing them to a link. So maybe on your music page once a week or once a day, even, who knows, every couple of days, ask questions like, what are you really struggling with in music? Is there some technical thing that you have trouble with? What do you want to learn about? What is there a particular instrument that you want me to write about, you know, of the instruments that you know of? And asking questions around topics that you know you can write about and that they might be interested in learning more about, because then it generates questions and just more, it helps you collect data on content that will that they will find relevant. And Google sees that you're now writing content based on what people ask, which is relevant for Google to know, because then they're like, oh, well, this person writes relevant stuff because, you know, people actually go read this, which also...
So, okay, so that's your, you've got your first assignment. It's two articles within a week. And then publish them.
Okay.
You've already got keywords that you're working on writing. So you decide which one of those you want to focus on first, which article you want to do first. And then you will invite people to your, you will create the Facebook group. You'll create the Facebook fan page, which actually you already have that, right, for your music. Okay,
for the music.
Yeah, and then you will invite people. So it's three steps. Write the articles. Well, more than three, but invite the people to create the group, invite the people, and then publish your articles. So let's see. So then to on the my on directmysteps.org, that's going to be a group. Would she just publish it to the group then instead of on the Facebook page?
Yeah.
Would you recommend?
She can publish to her Emily Fincher Music Facebook page.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, because it's your name and your brand, it's still part of who you are.
Yeah, definitely.
And so even if it's not necessarily relevant to your students and to your student brand and you being a teacher, it's relevant to this is Emily and my music is really based in my spiritual grounding, my religious grounding. And so it's still honest and it's still part of your brand.
Yeah, so, that's a great point. And so, yeah, so now you've got two different blogs, two different articles that you're going to be publishing each week. So that's 2 days. And then from that, you can create memes. Like, for instance, if you did an article about the hand position, so now you've published the article and you sent them there. Now you've created a meme, a picture of hand position with some kind of tip, you know, that you then, and then maybe with an invitation for them to like your page or to visit your site or to join your group, whichever is relevant in that, or contact you for music lessons, right? Contact me for music lessons and you include the link to the hire me thing about, or this is what to the about me, about your services, that sort of thing. Periodics. So the other thing, the last thing we want to talk about today, and this is typical, you know, how you said you tend to, you know, get more going than you have time to do. And so I said, well, it'll take about 10 minutes. This will probably only take about 10 minutes. But meanwhile, you know, an hour later, here we are still. But I think it's all relevant and that's good. So that's what happens to all of us. Some of us more than others. But at any rate, now I've lost my thought. What was it?
Well, the big thing to remember, while she remembers her thought, the big thing to remember is that while all of it sounds like a lot because we're talking about multiple different things and we're really, this is a mastermind session with Emily that we're publishing, and if it helps you, that's great. But the big thing to keep in mind is that a lot of this stuff is really simple. Once you just write it down, you can give yourself a flow.
Yeah.
So whether it's once a day, I write articles, you know, every Saturday I write two articles for the site. I prep my social media for Monday. On Tuesdays, I research topics or engage with my group. You know, whatever your structure is, once you have that in place, you then have a system to make it simple.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's so nice having backup memory here and all a fallback when I lose my thought because they're going in so many different different directions. Okay, so yeah, and exactly that, and that is create your schedule. So when you decide when you're going to write your article, then it might be something like, well, the next day you're publishing or the same day you're going to post it on your Facebook. And then, so then say, okay, well, the next day I'll publish the meme. And the next day I might share one of my favorite composers' site or article. And the next day it might be a meme, like a beautiful meme about music, a wonderful quote about music. And then you invite them to your group, maybe a Christian meme, and invite them to that Facebook group kind of thing. So just decide on the various things. And, you know, I would decide, you can look at what others are doing.
but it's so easy when you look at what others are doing to feel behind and make it feel useless. Like, why am I even starting when XYZ site is doing it so much better and they're doing everything, you know? So I'll just send people their way because they've got it all going on. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to kind of, you know, feel like behind and like it's of no value, but it absolutely has value because only you can bring what you can bring to the world. And the more you do that from the inside out, the more you're creating from your unique perspective and not worrying too mm-hmm. much about what's going on everywhere else. There's plenty of time to do competitive research, you know, on down the road, or if you want to go and share somebody else's post admiring the work that they're doing, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But so just kind of create the schedule of, you know, you're creating a list of ideas as you go. Just keep mm-hmm. a notebook with you of things that you want to post, memes that you want to make, articles you want to write, favorite sites that you like to share, that kind of thing. And then that will become mm-hmm. your content. You'll then plug that into each day. And I would you agree, Devani, that for now in the beginning, just to let your goal be to post just one thing per week? I mean, sorry, one thing per day?
On your Facebook, yeah.
On your Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was thinking daily on Facebook and weekly on the blog. Does that sound like a good?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And then.
Because you can always build up, you know.
And the thing in your, as far as mm-hmm. your group, you know, they will be what you can do in there. They'll be having conversations around the articles that you share, the memes that you share to them, and conversation starters that you ask them. So mm-hmm. this will be your forum for really doing a deep dive of understanding your audience and what mm-hmm. they need. Excuse me, not just what you know that you can offer them, but mm-hmm. what is it that they need that's within that realm of what you're offering. Mm-hmm. And so you okay. have to ask, you know, starter questions or leading questions that engage them in revealing more to you of things that you can serve, that you will be able to serve them in.
Okay. Okay.
Do you have any questions before we go for this session one?
That sounds good. I think I have a basic idea of, how to plan, how to get the same post, same idea out to multiple platforms without having to reinvent the wheel every time. So I like that idea of taking the same content and just sort of revamping it for each site. And I also like the idea of starting first with the blog and with Facebook, mm-hmm. and then building from there.
Yeah.
That is very helpful because that was one of the things that had been sort of overwhelming me was, you know, I have all these platforms that I want to publish to, but starting with just the two is that's going to be a much more manageable way to start.
Definitely.
Yep. All of this is just like building blocks. So one at a time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're building a building, you start at the foundation. You don't try and then be putting the walls up and the roof and the windows all at the same time. So you're mm-hmm. building one brick at a time, one day at a time, you're building the foundation. And yeah, as far as the, let's see, something else you said. One other thing. Oh, well, did it again. It's like,
was it content?
They just, yeah, it's okay. Oh yeah. It was, thanks. It was about content memes. So every article that you write, we do, as you know, from our work, we do a lot of memes. We love, mm-hmm. love quotes, we love inspiration mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. And we also love to share inspiring podcasts. There are so many incredible people out doing amazing work in the world and they're interesting and they're helpful. So whenever you encounter that, you know, like when you're writing an article, if you want to make a habit, for instance, of mm-hmm. pulling quotes, first of all, as you're writing, you'll begin to find that there are quotables within your own writing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you see us do. And then if you, for some reason, don't see what you think is a nice quotable, shareable quote within your own writing, then find something, find a quote that inspires you that's on topic, create a meme, an image. And do you know how to do that? Do you have
Yes, I've started using the Canva platform to create memes.
Excellent. Canva's excellent for that. And so create a meme so that every article has like one meme and now you've got the article to share and you've got the meme within the article to pull out and share on another day as well.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you've multiplied that one effort into more.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Okay, Emily. Well, this has been fun. Yeah. So let us know if you have any questions in the interim, and we look forward to next time.
All right, me too. Thank you.
Okay, right. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us for the I Create Daily podcast. Please let us know what creatives you would like us to interview and what topics you would be interested in hearing more about.
And if you enjoyed this show, please leave a review on iTunes. We value your feedback. We read all the reviews, and it just helps us get the word out on the I Create Daily podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.